let's return now to Milet Kitchen and my cookery lesson with celebrity chef Suzanne Husseini. So we're moving over now to the vinaigrettes.
Yes, we're going to do the vinaigrette. It's a pomegranate vinaigrette, and it is the one that's in my recipe that I have in the book where I am doing a rocca, an arugula salad. I never know what to call it. People call it rocca, arugula, what's another one? Rocket is another name. In Arabic is jarjir. So I'm just totally baffled by it all the time. It's amazing.
What amazes me is I'd never even heard or seen rocket up until about 3 or 4 years ago, and now it's become extremely fashionable.
Well, it is. You know, the high-end restaurants offer it, particularly this particular kind. It's the small baby rocca leaves that come from Italy and Holland. I know they have them as well. There is a local variety here in the UAE that looks completely different. Even though it's in the same family, it's a longer leaf. Mm-hmm. It looks more like a spinach leaf. And it is very peppery and very flavorful as well. So when I can't find that, I use that. So don't feel you have to use what I'm suggesting or what you see in the book. Certainly use anything. I've actually made this salad where I haven't found rocca at all. And I've had to improvise and get lettuce, you know. There's nothing wrong with lettuce
either. Heaven forbid.
Oh, heaven forbid. So everything works.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay, the salad is about to happen, but the part that makes the salad all come together is the vinaigrette. So in the pestle and mortar here, isn't it cute?
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's a hand-carved stone. So I want you to mash the heck out of it.
Okay.
And get that into a pulp. Now I'm going to help you a little here because I see you're struggling.
As my grandmother would say, put some elbow grease in it
and
into
elbow.
It.
Yes,
and I'd go, I don't think we've got any of that, Grandma.
Well, I'm going to give you some abrasive here, and it comes by way of salt, and that's going to make your life a little easier.
Yeah,
there you
lovely.
Go.
That's
so
better.
It's got a little friction to work against, and it'll help.
Yeah.
So it's okay to make some noise as well. Pound away.
Yeah. So this, as opposed to just using a garlic crusher, you just need to get it all mixed in with.
Absolutely. I don't like gadgets. I'm not a gadget kind of person. I just think it tastes better that way. Now, to your mashed garlic, as you're mashing, I'm going to add a pinch of fennel seeds.
Mm.
Now, these are whole seeds that I want you to crush again to release the oils and flavors.
Yeah.
So now you've added...
The smell of that as well.
Yes.
Goodness, the fragrances that are coming out of this kitchen today.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Does it remind you of licorice? Because it has a licorice taste. This is the seed that comes from the fennel bulb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good for the digestion.
Absolutely, but I need it a little finer than that.
Okay, all right, I'm going to it. More elbow grease.
How about you pound it?
Like this?
Yeah, like that. Here, put it right on here and pound away. That's it. That's the way
that's better.
To be made.
Now it's on napkins, the pestle and mortars on.
Perfect.
That's better, isn't it?
Perfect, yes.
Yeah, you happy, chef?
I am happy indeed.
Sous chef doing okay?
Yes.
Not sous chef, but sous chef, yeah?
You're doing perfectly. Okay, so I'm going to add to this a little bit of Dijon mustard.
Mm.
And this is what's going to help this vinaigrette come together and emulsify. That's the word for it. It's the E word.
Yeah.
It's called emulsify.
Mm.
So I don't need very much of it, about a tablespoon for this quantity. Okay, so that goes on top of the garlic and the fennel. And then we're going to add a little bit of fresh lemon juice.
Mm.
Okay, so you can imagine all the flavors in here. So now we've added to the licorice-y taste something sour.
Mm.
Okay, and we are also going to add in another element, and this is balsamic vinegar.
Love balsamic.
So we're inviting a little bit of Italy into our dish.
Why not?
And that's okay. This is, Arabic food is Mediterranean food, and Italy is certainly a Mediterranean country, and we share a lot with our neighbors and friends, and this is ingredients that go well with this food as well. So I've got a couple of teaspoons of the balsamic vinegar, and I also add in a little bit of sweetness I'm introducing to this because you want to make a balance between sweet and sour, and that's ultimately the best combination. So I do it by way of honey. So this is just pure liquid honey. You don't need a lot. A tablespoon goes a long way.
Pure, that's so
lovely.
It's
just gorgeous. It's golden and silky, and it's just going to round all the flavors out. Okay, so anything that's really harsh and bite, it'll smooth things out. And then I am going to put in the ultimate Arabic ingredient, and that is pomegranate molasses.
Mm.
This is cooked down pomegranate juice that is tart and fruity. Okay, so a couple of squeezes of that, and the concoction is done. So I'll ask you to take the fork and whisk it away.
I can't wait.
Yeah, make it come together.
Mix it all together.
Okay, let's hear it. Excellent. Perfect.
keep on going. The more you do it, you'll see it getting thicker and thicker. Yeah. It becomes very creamy. Yes, perfect. Keep on going. I'm going to put in a little bit of salt and pepper on it.
Lovely, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Mm.
And all good chefs taste their food.
Okay,
so you
can dip,
free,
a finger
dip
in there.
Your finger in there just like the chefs do.
Mm,
how is
my,
it?
Yeah, that is delicious.
Is it?
Wow. Wow. Suzanne.
You're hired.
Whoa.
Oh, that is
that amazing. Is what I call a dressing.
Yes.
Whoa.
And can you just picture that now on that peppery roca and the sweet aubergine? It's just going to envelop it. It's beautiful. Gorgeous. That's it.
And also what's beautiful is you haven't used oil.
Well, the oil is coming. The oil is coming because that is the pièce de résistance. Not a lot of oil,
yeah.
But this is a vinaigrette, and you do have to soften all those flavors,
yeah.
All those citrusy notes in there by adding a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. I'm going to go two little circles.
Gorgeous.
And that's it. And that'll just put it together. Go ahead
don't
and whisk
to mix
away.
In.
Yep.
See, what is interesting there, I think, for me, is that you put the oil in last.
Yes.
Whereas I have perhaps in the past put that in with the balsamic earlier.
Yeah.
So just wonderful.
Well, you could. I mean, it won't make a difference, but
yeah.
It's better to do it at the end because you can control it and add to it as much as you need. You don't need to add too much. That is perfect.
And a dear friend of mine, when he was making his vinaigrettes, would, instead of doing what I'm doing now, which is mixing it furiously,
yes.
He would pour it into a bottle with a top on and shake it furiously.
Oh, yes.
And great.
That works too.
Very rustic.
It
I feel,
is.
Yeah, getting stuck in there.
Yeah,
is that all right?
I'd like to get my hands in there and mix like you're doing.
That's perfect.
Really?
Yes. So you mix all that with your fingers?
Not with my fingers. I mean, actually use a fork rather than
not
a jar.
Not that rustic.
No, not that rustic. I do use tools in my kitchen, yes. So yes, the fork is here. I do have a whisk on my ears, as you can see. I
yes,
can
always with your and always your jewelry shows what you do beautifully.
Exactly. It shows the love of what I do.
Yeah.
Exactly my job, and that is it. All right, so our vinaigrette is put aside, and now we're going to put the salad together.
Uh-huh.
Our roca is already washed
yep.
and has been spun, so there's no water in it.
Yep.
Okay, so it's done.
Lovely.
So I would like you, please, to slice for me in half some cherry tomatoes, and
yep.
here I've got some gorgeous yellow ones and red ones.
Okay.
Yep, you feel comfortable
in
with
half?
A smaller knife. Yeah, in half. You don't have to take that part off. Just slice it in half and
yep.
and just toss it on top. Perfect. I love using different colors as well in a salad.
Yeah.
You could certainly use just red, but you see the yellow and
yeah,
the red.
Yeah, right, with the green.
Yes, and also I vary the cut of the tomato. You can cut it lengthwise or crosswise
yeah.
also to get a different look. Anything to make it pop mm-hmm. and make it interesting. Because you know, food is, you eat with your eyes
yeah.
before your stomach. And
which makes me feel I'm going to rearrange a little bit here. I feel like it's a top-sided yellow, so let's do that.
A little more red.
A little bit of red, yeah. Let's
really
go for the red,
yellow.
Yeah.
It must be your favorite color, I guess, is it?
Being drawn to the yellow ones. There we go. Maybe because it's a bit different.
Yes.
Okay.
Wonderful. Good. Perfect. And then I have some little baby shallots here that
okay.
you can slice really, really thin. Beautiful, as thin as possible, because you don't want a big chunk in your mouth.
Mm. Do you want to cut across with the onion, or just in
no,
strips?
Just like that. In
yeah.
strips is fine. The reason why I chose shallot is because it is so mild.
Yeah.
It's a mild onion. Now, if you can't find shallot, this fancy French name for this little teeny-weeny onion, certainly you can use a red onion. Anything that is sweet.
Spring
and,
onion?
Yeah, a spring onion would be nice too. So go ahead
spring
and scatter
that
on top. So look at all those gorgeous colors.
Lovely.
You've got the green and the yellow and the red and the pink from the onions or the shallot.
Yeah.
And that is your foundation now for the salad. Just waiting for the aubergines to be sliced on top of there.
Yep.
And the vinaigrette is already ready. Now, I would dress this just before I'm about to serve it. As is the rule with all salads, you never dress it and leave it. Salads don't wait for anyone. You know, they need to be done
yep.
and served, and that's how I would serve it. So we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And we are going to. That's it. That we're done.
We're in pretty good shape.
We
aren't
are
we?
Doing so well.
Okay.
You are so good, Suzanne.
Thank you so much. I'm loving this. I'm really enjoying getting stuck into the food and the preparations.
And it's the pleasure of being involved
yeah.
in cooking.
Yeah.
I think that's a pleasure that a lot of people have missed through the years if they haven't been exposed to it at home, if their mothers and fathers didn't introduce that pleasure of cooking. Sadly, I meet people every day who tell me, my mother never let me cook in the kitchen. My mother never let me touch anything in the kitchen. And they miss out on this beautiful opportunity. Because when you cook, and when you teach your children to cook and touch food, they'll probably want to eat the food.
Yeah.
Because they'll have owned the dish. They will have touched it and appreciate where food comes from. Less likely to eat the junk that's out there. They may try it, but if they've had the experience and have acquired the taste for real food and what it feels like, they'll come back to it.
Yeah. And you know what as well, Suzanne, I think it's a great way to just relax.
Yes.
If you have been busy at work or busy with the children and you've just got this time to just do it properly, get all these lovely fresh ingredients, put it all together, it's a great way to unwind and to just take your mind off the stresses of the day. That's what I'm finding for sure.
Yeah.
Great, so it's nearly time to serve.
Yes, it is indeed. We just have dessert to get through, that's
oh,
all.
Must
one
have dessert.
Thing.
Okay,
yes,
great.
One more thing.